Do you mind?
What? I just wanted to check the football scores.
I was reading the newspaper. You can't just snatch it off me.
Oh, come on. I'll only be a second. There. Done. You can have it back.
So rude. Have you thought about asking? You could have said, could I just take a look at that for a second? Or, would you mind if I borrowed the paper a minute?
You would have said no. What were you reading about, anyway?
Actually, it's an article about politeness. Being polite.
You're joking.
Nope. It's about how we show politeness. Here, let me test you. Do you ever push in queues?
Never. I always wait my turn.
Do you stand up on the bus for old people?
Always.
Do you ever snatch things without asking?
Never.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to help you with some grammar and at the same time help you be more polite in English.
That's right. We're going to focus on indirect questions. These types of questions are really common, especially when we're talking to strangers or people we don't know very well.
We use them a lot with people we do know as well, especially if we're asking for something.
Apart from the words please and thank you, which people use a lot in English, indirect questions are one of the most important things to learn if you want to be polite in English.
So, we're going to do two role plays for you and include lots of indirect questions. Then, look at how they differ from direct questions.
After that, we have a task for you to do to show us what you've learned.
Don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have this week's football phrase for you to guess too.
Here is the first role play. While you're listening, we'd like you to answer these three questions.
Question one, who is Jack speaking to? Don't say me. Question two, which city is Jack in? And question three, which Premier League club is he going to watch?
That last question is difficult. Let's see if anybody can work it out. Hi, I've just checked in and I wonder if you could help me.
I'd be happy to help if I can.
I'm here for the match tomorrow, but I have a few hours to see the sights this afternoon. Do you know if we're anywhere near Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament? Could you tell me how long it takes to get there?
Yes, we're very close. It's about a 10-minute walk from here.
Great. And could you tell me if there's anywhere nearby to go shopping?
I'd try Oxford Street or Camden Market. You can easily get everywhere on the tube.
What about food? Sorry for all the questions. Could you tell me whether there are any good restaurants near the hotel?
Yes, there are lots of good restaurants within easy walking distance. I'd recommend the Olive Tree. That's just across the road. They have the football and live music later on too.
Sorry, just one more thing. Could you let me know where the closest underground station is?
Yes, of course. Go out of the hotel and turn right. It's about 100 metres down the road. It's a 2-minute walk.
Sorry for all the questions, but there is one more thing. I need to get to Stratford Tube Station for the match tomorrow. Have you any idea how I would get there? Could you tell me if I need to change?
Ah, yes, of course. Let me have a look. No, you don't need to change. Stay on the central line for about 8 stops.
Thank you ever so much.
Have a nice day.
In the role play you just listened to, I was very polite and I used lots of indirect questions to be polite. Let's start by showing how we create indirect questions.
The first thing to remember is that after the question word, we use the same word order as positive sentences. One of Jack's indirect questions was, Could you tell me how long it takes to get there?
The question word is how long. After this, it's the same as the positive sentence. It takes 10 or 20 or 30 minutes to get there. We use the third person S with the main verb.
This is different to a direct question where we use an auxiliary verb. How long does it take to get there? We don't use the auxiliary verbs does, do, and did in indirect questions.
We're sure you all know how to create direct questions, so we're going to compare direct questions with indirect questions and look at how they're different.
Many direct questions follow a QASM pattern, which is question word, auxiliary verb, subject, main verb. Listen to these direct questions.
What time does the match start? How much does this shirt cost? When do the shops close?
All of them follow the same pattern. The indirect versions might be, could you tell me what time the football match starts? I was wondering how much this shirt costs. Or would you mind telling me when the shops close?
So in indirect questions, we don't use the auxiliary verbs do, does, and did. And the main verb may need the third person S.
But there are a couple of other things to remember when using indirect questions. The first is when we're using the verb to be. Listen to this example that Jack said earlier.
Could you let me know where the closest underground station is?
The direct question is, where's the closest underground station? It doesn't follow the QASM pattern. We move the verb to be. This is called inversion, which is when we put the verb before the subject.
In indirect questions, we don't use inversion. We say, do you know where the football stadium is?
The verb to be in indirect questions follows the same pattern as other verbs. A common mistake is, could you tell me where is the football stadium?
A second thing to remember is when we use the words if and whether with indirect questions.
In the role play, Jack said these two questions. Could you tell me if there is anywhere nearby to go shopping? And could you tell me whether there are any good restaurants near the hotel?
The direct questions are, is there anywhere to go shopping near here? And are there any good restaurants near the hotel?
These are yes-no questions. They don't have a question word. When we make these questions indirect, we add if or whether.
And the rest of the question is like a positive sentence. Remember, we don't move the verb to be like in direct questions.
Finally, when we use indirect questions, we begin the question with a polite phrase.
One of the most common ones is, could you tell me?
But there are plenty of others, such as, do you know? I was wondering if. Do you have any idea? I'd like to know. Would it be possible? And is there any chance?
We look at these phrases a little more on the website below this podcast. You can find activities, explanations, and tasks for you to do for all of our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website.
You're now going to listen to a second role play. This time, Jack isn't so polite. He uses direct questions rather than indirect questions.
Your task is to identify the direct questions and change them to indirect questions.
There are six for you to spot and change. Thanks ever so much for coming today. Before we finish, do you have any questions about the job?
What's the salary?
Sorry?
The salary. How much money do I get?
Yes, well, that's something that depends on your qualifications and experience. We did send the salary scales in the email we sent to you.
Ah, yes, of course. And holidays. How many days holiday do I get?
Again, this was in the email. In the first year, you'll get 20 days plus public holidays. Your holiday entitlement will increase the longer you stay with the firm.
I see. And hours? What time do we start work? Do you have flexi time?
The working day's 7.5 hours. You can start at any time between 8 and 10.
Right, I see. One more question. When do I start?
Yes, we'll be in contact later this week.
I'm not sure if I would get that job.
I doubt it. You could have asked a few more questions about the job and not just about what you're going to get.
And if you do ask questions like this, you should try to ask them in a much more indirect way.
We asked you to identify 6 questions in the role play that could be made more indirect.
The questions are...
1, what's the salary?
2, how much money do I get?
3, how many days holiday do I get?
4, what time do we start work?
5, do you have flexi time?
6, when do I start?
Your task this week is to make these direct questions more indirect. Remember to start each indirect question with a polite phrase like, I was wondering if, or could you tell me?
Remember that we don't use auxiliary verbs like do and does.
Remember that if the direct question is a yes-no question, you should use if or whether in the indirect question.
Remember that the structure of indirect questions are the same as positive sentences after the question word. For example, could you tell me what time he gets up is the same as he gets up at 7 o'clock.
Write your 6 indirect questions in the comments section at the bottom of the page. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was offside trap. This is a tactic that football teams play in defence. The idea is that the defenders move up the field at the same time so that the attackers are in an illegal position when the ball is passed to them.
Well done to Lei Kawang from China, Rafael Robson from Brazil, Lubomir and Sabanaleg from Ukraine, Milos from Serbia, Zaid from India, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Ahmed Adam from Sudan and Athikala from Spain. All of you got it right. What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase is to be given your... The phrase means the same as to be given a red card or to be sent off. The player was given his... by the referee. The phrase can also be used to mean to be sacked or fired from your job. The phrase was originally used in the army and described the instructions soldiers were given to walk from one place to another.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our task in the comments section below.
And make a guess at our football phrase. Bye for now and enjoy your football.